Learning Masechtas Yevamis Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting seven lines from the top Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. We're continuing the sugya of the halakos of Yerusha, of the suffik, together with other family members or suffik family members. And this suffik is someone who's suffik ben Risha, suffik ben Sheni. It means Reuven and Dawei are children. Shimon married his wife, and then they had a child right away. And not sure if this child belongs to Reuven or to Shimon. And we call the suffik, that's the suffik, the Yavam is Shimon. So the halacha is like this: Safik v'Yavam shbo lak loik v'nichse saba. Yaakov died. Yaakov had two sons, Reuven and Shimon. So now the question is: this Safik, is he Yaakov's grandson through Reuven or through Shimon? That's the question. So if it's Reuven's son, the Safik's Reuven's son, so then he gets a chelik in Yaakov's Yerusha because he takes the makam of his father. But if he's Shimon's son, obviously only Shimon takes the Yerusha and not the Safik. So Safik v'Yavam shbo lak v'nichse saba. They're coming to split their grandfather's nechasim, which is Yaakov. Safik amahai gavra bar misnahu. The Safik says, I am the son of Reuven, therefore I get a chelik nirusha. Pagad dihu, and half is mine. Yavam amah, the Yavam says, at baroi di, you're my son. V'les lochav levidi, you have nothing. Have a Yavam vaday, v'Safik Safik, v'ein Safik meis te vaday. Here, Shimon gets the entire Yerusha. Why? Because he's a vaday Yerush. And the other guy's a Safik Yerush, and ain't someone say Vadai. So Rashi asks, we had a case before where the Safik was arguing in the Bnei Yavon about Reuven's Nechasim. A case where Shimon didn't get Reuven's Nechasim yet, didn't split it yet, and Shimon died. So the Safik and the Bnei Shimon were arguing. So it says there that you do a certain amount of Yachalikus. No, ain't someone say Vadai. Why not? Let the Safik say, I'm Vaday Yerushi. Either I'm Reuven's son, and therefore I get all Reuven's Yerusha, or I'm Shimon's son, and I get part of Yerusha. So why am I saying something is a Vaday? So Rashi answers, because there, he's not a Bari, the Maaseh. Even though he's a Vaday, but he's not a Bari where he's coming from. He's not sure if he's coming from the Reuven's side or Shimon's side. That's not called a Vaday. Right, Vaday has money, doesn't know how. That's not called a Vaday. Vaday means he knows exactly how he's getting it. So here, Shimon knows exactly. He's a son of Yaakov. He knows he's getting money. And you're a Safik, ain't someone say Vada. Next case. Safik of Bnei Yavam Shabo Lach Rechse Saba. Let's say you have a case here where Shimon died also, and now the Safik of Bnei Yavam are arguing how to split their grandfather's Yerusha. Safik Omar, Ahu Gavra Bar Mistahu, I'm the Bar Mistah, I'm the son of Reuven, who pleaded Pagadi, who half is mine. Bnei Yavam Amra, Achuna At, you're our brother, O Man Sisra Vadan, we have a chelik with you. So here's also a case where he's for sure already Irish, for sure is what's going on. So how do you paskin? So Gemara says, like, you do like this. We're going to give an example of that Shimon has two sons, and they have a suffix, so altogether three, and there's six Zehuvim. Okay, six Zehuvim. That's where Rashi gives the example. So what you do is like this. Pagad kamaydiluhu. The suffix is maida to the Bnei Shimon, that half is yours, right? So they take half. They take three Zehuvim. Now, the Bnei...
Is he one of those three?
What? He's moida. He's a Bnei Bar Mistu. He's moida. You get half. They are moida that he is at least a brother. He gets a third. So he at least gets two, because they're moida. He's a brother. They're saying you're one of our brothers. So he gets two zuvim, because you split six into three. It's two. So those two people together get three, and the Safik gets two. That's klar. And the last one they split. So he lands up with two and a half. Means the Safik got two and a half, and the other two are going to split. They're going to split three and a half. They split three and a half. That's what happens. That's what comes out. Let's read it inside. The Hogav Rabar Mistu Pagadihu. So Pagad the Kamaydi Lahu, the Pagad that the Safik's made to the brothers, Shakli, they take that half. Tulsa the Kamaydi Lahi. The third that the brothers, the money that the Safik has, Shakal, the Safik takes that. Pasul Danki left with one Danka, have a moment, I'm with Safik, Chalkin Yechalik that one, and therefore he lands with two and a half, and he lands with three and a half.
He lands with more than them.
Who? He lands more than them, yeah, because he has a, right, he has a better tithe, he has a little bit of tithe, he has a Safik, then maybe he's even getting half, so he has a little more. Now the last case is two cases. What about Saba v'Yavam v'Nichse Safik? That means this Safik ben Rishon, Safik ben Cheney, the Safik of Reuven's child, or Shimon's child, he dies. So he has no family members, and that's the case over here. So Charles, who's Yerushim? His grandfather. which is Reuven's father, if he's Reuven's son, his grandfather's Yerushim. If he's Shimon's son, then obviously Shimon will be Yerushim. So Yaakov and Shimon are arguing about his Yerusha. Saba.
His father's brother
or his father's father? No, his father's father. It gets for him, Yerushim. His grandfather is Yerushim first. But here, maybe he's Shimon's son, so maybe Shimon is Yerushim. So that's the arguing. Saba Yav Nechzisafik, or a similar case, is Saba Vesafik Nechziyavim. When Shimon dies, so the Yaakov is saying, it's my son, I get it. I get it. And you're Reuven's son, basically. You're Reuven's son, that's your uncle. And in this case, the Safik says, I'm a son. Have a mom and a mutter of a Safik, v'cholkin. Both these cases, a mom and saif, the Safik dies and the grandfather and Shimon are arguing on their Yerusha. Or the Shimon dies and the grandfather and the Safik are arguing with his Yerusha. Have a mom and a mutter of a Safik, v'cholkin. Allah is cholkin. So we finished all the Yerusha Shilas of Safik. Now we're going to go to a new discussion in Mishnah. A new Mishnah. This Mishnah is has to do with Chazakas and Chalukas. And you have exact same Mishnah really in Masechta Ksubas as well. Zok the Mishnah. Shemeres Yavam Shenaflo Nechasim. You have a Shemeres Yavam, which means Reuven dies and his wife falls to Yibam to Shimon. And while she's waiting for Yibam or Chalitza, she gets Nechasim, she gets the Yerusha from her side of the family, and she gets Nechasim. Moidim Beishamai Beisil Shemecheres V'Neisenes V'Kayim. Both Beisham and Beisil are going to argue momentarily. In this case, they both agree that she is in control of those nechasim, those possessions, those properties, and she can sell it and buy, give it away. She can sell it and give it away, b'kayim, and it works. And it sounds like even the chachilah she can do it. Mesa, if she dies. So now, the question are, we'll see in the Gemara much more by Riches, and the question here is, Shemeres Yavam, since there might be a yibum done to her, so to a certain extent, there's like a Zika also, to a certain extent, the Yavam is a husband. So the Yavam has a certain control over her Nechasim. So we're saying, but while she's Shemeres Yavam, she let her sell it. But let's say she dies. Who gets those Nechasim? Who's Yerusher? Mesa, Mayasev, Ksubasa. What do you do with her Ksuba that's owed to her from Reuven's estate? Uvenechasim, Hanechnasim, Yetzimimah. What do you do with her Nechasim Elug that she has? Nechasim Elug is property that she owns from before she's married. When she's married, the halacha is the husband eats the payers. Let's say she owns an apartment building. So when she gets married, her husband gets the rent. But when the husband divorces her or dies, it goes back to her. But here we have, what? So in Barzal is, Nichsim Barzal is Nechasim that she brings in, but he takes responsibility over it completely. It's like a Mechir Lizman. And they shots it up, a shots when they get married, how much it's worth. And when there's a divorce, he has to give back the exact value. So if it goes up, he actually makes money in it. If it goes down, he actually loses money in it. But he's more responsible in it. Nechzer and Barzel means it's iron. It stays, this value stays the same. Right. In the case of apartment building, so usually that would be a good deal for him. She won't want it to be Nechzer and Barzel. Nechzer and Barzel means that he owns it. If it goes up, appreciation, it gets worth more money, he makes that money. He only has to give back less. He wants to give it less money. Whether they decide in the star, in the ksuba, they make it up. The family usually, if a wife's family decides how you want to do it, how you want to structure, right? How you want to structure the agreement? Yeah. Like upon him, we're not going to talk about the chesed because here Rashi doesn't talk about it. Tosfos talks about it here, but we're not getting involved in the chesed b'azel right now. Just to make it clear, we're just talking about nixim alug and ksuba. Tosfos, the Masechta Yisrael, has a long discussion about nixim b'azel. So my yasev ksubasa unachasim unachasim yotzimimah. She died now, and she has Yerusha. She has a shibah. She has a right to a ksuba that she didn't collect yet, and she also has her nixim alug. So who gets it? Beisham Eimrim, it's a suffix. We'll see the Gemara more. I guess we'll see the Gemara more. Beer hadvarim. Beisham Eimrim yachloiku Yerusha abal Yerusha av. Yerusha abal means the yavam, and Yerusha av means her family. So they both a chalik. There's a shal who owns it. So they split everything. They split the nechzer and Basel because the shal who's yerush it, and the pashas means they split the ksuba as well. We're seeing tomorrow not like that on our base. We still aimrim nechasim v'cheskasim. Since it's a suffik, so nechasim stay in the chazaka. Ksuba v'chesir shabal. The ksuba stays in Reuven's estate, which is now Shimon. Shimon's the one who's being yerush. She's the one who wants to do yibum. V'chesir shabal. Nechasim v'nachlasu yitzmimah v'cheskes yarshayav, and the nechasim of nechzim elug, they are v'chazaka of the yarshayav, the chazaka of the av, which means the wife's family. Another halacha, kansa, but if you marry this yavam, this Yivama, if Shimon does Yibun already, Harek Ishtel Chol Davar, it's his wife for everything, for Yerusha and other things as well, like we'll see in the Gemara on tomorrow's daf. Uvavaj, the Ksuba Nechse Baal HaRishon. But who pays the Ksuba? The Nechashim of the first Baal. Because this Shidduch between Shimon and the Yivama wasn't Shimon's idea, it was Menashe Mayim. So really it comes from Reuven. Therefore, Reuven is chayiv in that ksuba. And again, the Gemara will elaborate a little bit on that, exactly what that means. But the halacha is that you get the ksuba from the Baal HaRishon. So now the Gemara will have a discussion. What we'll learn today's daf is, we'll have a discussion about this Mishnah, the first half and the first two halves of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the first two parts of the Mishnah, rather, I should say. The first part of the Mishnah says, Shemaris Yavam, everyone agrees she's in control. When she dies, it says, Shaila, who's Yerishit? Which means, who's really in control? At that point, so what's going on exactly over here? If it's her nechassim, she could sell it. So why, if she dies, it makes a difference? And why is now chalukah? What's going on? The whole Gemara, the whole Mishnah needs an explanation. Mamish, it can't be explained without the Gemara. So out the Gemara, Mishnah Reisha Loi Pligi. What's behind the Reisha? Mishnah and Vesel don't argue, and they hold that she is in control. She could sell it. She could give it away. Matana, it's hers. Well, Mishnah say for the Pligi, and they say for all of a sudden they're arguing if yachleiku or it's bechazaka. What's going on over here? So we're going to have a total of four pshatim in the Mishnah. Amma Ula. Ula is the first pshat. Amma Ula. Reisha the nafla kashi arusa, v'seifa the nafla kashi nesua. So let me just give you a little akdama. If you have a regular arusa, not a yavam, a regular arusa, the halacha is her nechasim, if she sells it, it works. Because she's only arusa now. She only did kedushin, she didn't do nesun yet. And it's really her arusa, and she sells it, it works. But if sell holds, the chatchili, you shouldn't sell it. That's in a regular case. Beisol holds you shouldn't sell the chila. Beisham holds you sell the chila. That's in a regular case of shemeris, a regular case of arusa. On the sua, the loch is cannot sell the properties because the husband has a lien on it. Lichsim look, she cannot sell it. That's the halacha. On the sua, can't sell. So here we're talking about shemeris yavam. Our Gemara is going to consider a shemeris yavam like a suffic arusa if it's from arusa. And it's a suffic nesua. Why is it a suffic? Because we're not sure yet if the guy's going to do yibum. Therefore, it's considered a suffic. Because we're not sure if Shimon is going to do yibum or chalitza, so it's considered a suffic. So now we're going to read it inside a few lines of Gemara, including Tom Bez. What?
That's why you call it a lien, because he doesn't own it yet.
No, a lien is always a shiba, that's all. But here it's a suffic, call it a suffic.
Amu Ula. Because he doesn't have it yet.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that's accurate, but after learning the Gemara, you'll tell me your comment again. Amu Ula. Reisha the nafla kishi arusa. The difference in Reisha and Seifa is the Reisha is talking about Shemeres Yavam that Reuven only did Erisin on her and then Reuven died. So it's a Yibum that fell from Arusa. The Seifa, the Nafuk Shinesua, and Seifa is talking about a case where she felt the Yibum from an Asuan. The Kasava Ula, Zikas Arusa is a Safik Arusa. If it's a Zika from Arusa, then she's considered right now a Safik Arusa. And Zika is the Suah, or is a Safik Nesua. And a Zika from a Nesua, from a marriage, complete marriage, is considered a Safik Nesua. And Zika is Arusa, or is a Safik Arusa, it's only a Safik Arusa. This is not the Vadi Arusa, then it's Mashmah and Mishnah that you let us sell at Lekatrila. Moidim Yisil Hashem Echeres, Venesenes, Kayam, Vatnan, we learned in a Mishnah, Noflo Nechosim Mishnah Arsa, which is talking about not a case, even a regular case, where she got Nechosim after Erisim, Visham Erim Timkar, she could sell at Lekatrila, or we still don't like Simkar. And Elu Ve'elu Moedim Shemachrom U'minosto it's Kayim. So Elu Shemami No, Zikas Arusa is a Safik Arusa. It must only be a Safik Arusa because he was saying Shlaidu L'Katrila. Shlaidu L'Katrila only must be a Safik Arusa. And therefore, she's allowed to sell L'Katrila, even though a regular Arusa can't sell L'Katrila because what would be the rationale? Because she's getting married soon. Don't get rid of your Nechasim before you get married. Then I'll do L'Katrila, but it works. But here it's only a Safik Arusa, there it's Mutla L'Katrila. So Zikas Rusa may Safik Arusa. Zikas Nesua is a Safik Nesua. This is how the Vaz Nesua is a Vaz Nesua. Besham Erem Yachloiku Yoshabam Yoshab. Does Besham may say that somehow the wife's family has little dibs on this? Vatanan, Noflo Nechosim Shinissas. If Nechosim fall after she gets married, Elu Ve'elu Moidim Shem Makro Venosto Shabal Moitzi Alakuchas. If she tries to sell those Nechosim, the Baal is Moitzi Alakuchas. The husband takes away the Kuchas. Oshvarim, no, Zikas Nesua is a Safik Nesua. The Zikas Nesua makes a Safik Nesua. That means that according to Ula, the chilek between the Reisha and the Seifa is where the Zika came from. It was a Zikas Arusa or a Zikas Nesua. If it's a Zikas Arusa, so then she is full control. Even though by Arusa, Vesil says, a regular Arusa, Vesil says you can't do L'Katrila. Here, it's only a Zika, which makes it a Safik Arusa. The Seifa is talking about a case where she was married already, and then she got a chasim, and then her husband died. Well, she got nechassim. Half makes no difference. Her husband died, and she got nechassim. Her husband died. So there, those nechassim are a suffix. Who's reshus is it? Is it the reshus of the yavam or the reshus of her own family? And therefore, there, according to Beis Shammai, if she dies, you split the nechassim. According to Beis Hillel, the halacha is it stays bechazaka. It's a suffix, so it goes wherever the status quo is. That status quo is. Beis Shammai, it's a choiku, because when she dies, the shaila is who's the Irish. If he's in a su, if it's in a su of Adai, so then the Yavim gets it. If it's not considered in a su, then her family gets it. So it's a suffix if they split it. But Beis Hillel says, what? The Zikr Shah is a suffix, yeah. Yeah, we said more than that. We said the reason is because we're not sure if he's going to do Yibam or not. She died. We didn't have a chance to see what happens. We're not sure if the Yibam or not, so therefore, it's a suffix. All other Rishonim are a little different. It's a Chefetz suffix. The Zika makes a suffix, like you're saying. Either way, you take a suffix. The same thing as a suffix. According to Beis Shammai, this is a suffix. According to Beis Hillel, you go by the Chazaka. That's my Chalikus. Really, Beis Shammai is still arguing. Do you go by the Chazaka when you have a suffix, or you do a Chalikus? That's the Shaila. The chazaka is, let's say, ksuba. Who's holding onto the ksuba right now? The Yar She'abal. Who's holding the nichsim alug? Who's the muchsik on nichsim alug? The wife's family. No. He's not. She's not called a muchsik because they'll see the gemara soon. Since she owns the guf at all times, she owns the principal, so she's always called a muchsik. She's always called a muchsik. Therefore, that's called chazaka, and that's the chalak it says. According to Ula, the chilak is the ratio. It comes from arusa, and say if it comes from nesua.